Right. Just before I forget, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, I'll begin this year on Halachas Negeah in the summer. I hope you'll all be here. Tomorrow, Yeshiva is having its Sugas parade. Instead of Second Seder, Skula moved it to lunchtime. With the hope that more of you will stay. That means tomorrow, right after Shia, there'll be a Sugas parade downstairs. I really hope that that more of you will stay than in the past. It doesn't require many to be more than in the past, but I hope you'll stay. Now we have here the last sugya of the second parak. Ki Yitzabai, the Mishnah says, the Tzeach Shagol Olir Miklatai, the Tzeach Goes to Galus, V'ratzu Anshei Ha'ir L'Kavzai, and the people of the city wanted to give him a kibbutz, they wanted to give him a kavit, they wanted to give him shlishi or shishi. Yaimalahem Ritzeach, and he's mechuyev to tell them that I'm not just visiting the city. They might think he's just some visiting, or he's some moved into the city. So he has to say, Ritzeach, and he, Amul Ayapapi Kane, Yakabul Mehen, Shinema Vized Vara Ritzeach. So, if Lamaisa Zed Vara Ritzeach, all he has to say, once he says, that's enough. So this din, I wasn't sure how to learn this din. This din is a chiddush, this part of the Mishnah. Is it a chiddush? It's not a chiddush. What? It is a chiddush. Let's say someone comes over and they want to give you a kavod because they think you're someone you're not. Are you mukhiyah to tell them? Well, they're coming to give him kavod. Let's say he's a Talmud Chacham, or he's a Baal Chesed, whatever it is. So they're giving him a kavod. So he's saying, Ritzeach ani, Shnom Ritzeach. What does he mean? That means, maybe I don't deserve this kavod. Know what I mean? So, yeah, people live in Hebron today, they're not like them. Yeah, people live in the city because they're nice cities. Lot Davka they live. Lot Davka. So, it's a chiddush of said by it's a chiddush by Ritzeach, but really it's everywhere. Everywhere, anytime somebody comes over to you and they say, "Oh, I'll give you a kavod," and then you have to tell them all the time. You have to tell them all the time. It's not so clear if this is a din dafka by Ritzeach or not. The Mishnah seems to be saying it's a din by Ritzeach. So there's a sugya really a chulin about this. The sugya chulin says that if there's a concept of Geneva's Das, that if you somehow fool someone into thinking you're a bigger Talmud Chacham than you really are, so you're mechuyev to tell them. Mechuyev to say that I'm not. But the sugya there makes a chilek between whether you did something that fooled them, or let's say you move into a city, you sit down in a shir, and the first thing in the shir the rav mentions something, you say, "Oh, that's a gemara in Sanhedrin of Beis," right? And you see, show off what you know. You really don't know much. It just happens to be that you're up to Sanhedrin of Beis and what you learned at night. And then they want to give you a kavod, you're baki b'shas. Then you're mechuyev to tell them. Then you are mechuyev, you are mad to them, you fooled them, no? So you did something that misled them. So then, even though you weren't malicious, even though you did maliciously, you have to tell them, I don't know so much. Although then they'll think you're zikr, right? Even if you're gone up on top of it, you lose either way. But if you didn't do anything to fool them, if Stamazai, they think you're a Talmud Chacham for some reason, or they think you're a Baal Chesed for some reason, so then you're not mechuyev to tell them. So I'm not sure here, some over here, the chiddush is that even though you didn't do anything to fool them, you didn't do anything to fool them into thinking something, so you still have to say, Ritzeach ani. You didn't do anything to make them think one way or the other. No, you're not mate, you're not fooling them. So then, you have to say, Ritzeach ani. Rambam had a great vart when they honored him at a yeshiva dinner. I was 50 years, he was in yeshiva, I think, so that he was the guest of honor at the dinner. So everyone called him all kinds of nice names. He got up and he said that he was a Sufik. If it's correct, everyone says he's a Talmud Chacham and a Gadol Hador, and he knows it's not true. So it bothers him very much. But he said, B'shem Dechsam Sefer. The Sefer is going on a different Indian, the Indian of Kavit Kahuna. Dechsam Sefer says, Shani Gemara and Shabbos, one of them, Iran, said that if people think I'm a Kayin and they give me Kavit, I accept it. And Sefer says, Shani that Gemara, that because they're not giving Kavit to the person, they're giving Kavit to the Kahuna. If they think he's a Kayin and they're giving Kavit, so the Takamakayim, the Mitzvah, giving Kavit to the Kahuna. What is, not giving, not this person, the other Kayin, and giving Kavit to him, giving Kavit to Aaron HaKayin. He's an Enikul. It's a way of giving Kavit to Aaron by being Mechabit as Enikul. It's a way of giving Kavit to the institution of Kahuna. So if you think someone's a Kayin and you give him Kavit, some Sefer says you're Mekayim the Indian of the Kiddushin, because you're giving Kavit to Kahuna. So Paul said the same thing. If you think I'm a Talmud Chacham and you give me Kavod, so it's Kavod HaTorah, even though what? It's a mistake in the person, it's not a mistake in the Kavod. So that's you don't have to say, if you are not to them, if you cause them to make the mistake, you have to correct them. It's an evidence. But Samazah, you don't have to correct them. The Chiddush here, according to this, is Taka Chiddush by Ritzayah, because he didn't do anything to fool them. And I hope the kinnis will be at the same.
What's the raya?
That's what the Gemara says. If I can have his das, if he did something to fool them, then you have to tell. If not, you don't have to tell.
So what did he do? When the
Ritzayah
doesn't do anything to fool them?
So that's why it's Taki Chiddush by Ritzayah. That explains why it's a Chiddush that by Ritzayah he has to say, even though he didn't do anything to fool them. That's what's doing here in Mike. Pashas Dama. Remember, it was the week of the beginning of Parshas Shemot. Ma'ilum hayu schar l'leviyim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Remei Aimer, Loi hayu ma'ilem schar. We spoke about this when we discussed the difference between the six cities and the 42 cities. Gemara will say in a minute. This is the machlokes, depends which of the cities it is. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'ilum hayu schar l'leviyim. Remeir says, "Lo yoyu ma'ilum lemschar." So here, this is a very yisaidistic machlokes regarding the Arei Halevim. Let me be magnum to you. At the end of the year, so I'll be in the kasher, our learning with the upcoming season at least, is actually Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Zimin Tufkuf Samach Aleph. Shai Tshuva brings down a machlokes that's negeh to our sugya. It says in the Mechaber, Haraya Arei Yehuda, the Korbanam, you go to Yisrael, and you see the cities of Arei Yehuda, the Korbanam, so you mekuyev to be Kareya, at the Rice Kriya. It means if you see a city, it has to be an ancient city, a city that was just in the time of the Korban, and you see it today, the Korbanam, so you have to Rice Kriya. So how many cities do we have today in Eretz Yisrael that we know are the old cities in the original place? Very few. The Shari Tshuva here brings in the name of the Chesed Lavram, Nagu Ha'aylam Shaloi Mekraya Al Chevron. The Minig Ha'aylam is if you go to the city of Chevron, you don't write Kriya. Why? Shomati B'Shem Gedaylin B'Fisha Chevron May Are Niklat Balavni Ari Yehuda Mikri. Chevron is not Ari Yehuda. Chevron belongs to the Levim. It's from the cities that belong to the Levim. It's one of the six Ari Miklat. So it belongs to the Levim. So it's not Ari Yehuda. That's the Shita of the Chesed Lavra. He says that Rabbeinu Avraham Yitzchak, he said, Shadavarim Chavushim Hei. That's not true. And also the Birkei Yosef said, Englis Mechalsim. So we have a Mechalsim. The Chesed Lavram says that Chevron is not Ari Yehuda, it's Ari Levim. And the Birkei Yosef disagrees. Birkei Yosef says it's not so. It's considered to be Arei Yehud. You ask me. Now this machlokes, what Kevin is, L'chayra Tali in our sugya. What does it say here in our sugya? That Rabbi Yehuda may have a machlokes. Do you have to pay rent to the Levium? Okay, that's at least the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns, Tysus learns, Ma'ilamayus Charlo Levium. I don't know if you noticed, the machlokes in Rashi and Tysus. Rashi learns Ma'ilam HaYuschar. That's nothing to do with the Reitzeya. The city used to pay to Levium, who gave up the city. Ma'ilam HaYuschar Levium. But Tysus learns Ma'ilam HaYuschar Levium. Tish Reitzchem Abon V'darim Sham Tzvichem La'alis Masvarinu Ravu Levium. Like you see, at least the way Tysus learns, I think it's the way most Rishayim learn, the Shaila is the Reitzeya has to pay anything here. Levium get paid. What's this Machlokes Tali? You pay or you don't pay. So actually, the Melech HaShleimai, one of the Pashim and Mishnayis, in Mishnayis, Maisa Sheini, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yadalit, says the Machlokes of Yehuda Rameya here is telling you the Machlokes there. Here there's a Machlokes as follows. By Didoi Maisris. Didoi Maisris is a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a sasei, in a certain nusach that you're supposed to say the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Third year and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, you're supposed to say Didoi Maisris, you're supposed to say, you're supposed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, or Pesach, and say that a Didoi that you gave Maisr, even today, you know, it's a and I. To say this on Evod Beis HaMikdash, but in the minhag is to say the Didoi Maisris, the whole parsha, Basi Yom Haaretz, and that I gave by Chalti Binding Yimenu, the whole parsha there, it says in the beginning of parshas of Kisava. Part of the nusach is that we came El Haaretz Ashehim Chalta Lanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we came to the land that you gave us as a Nachla. So there's a machlokes in that Mishnah. Rameya says that Kainim and Levium don't say Didoi Maisris. The Kainim and Levium don't say Didoi. Why? So Rameya says, Ash El Haaretz Asher Himchalt Olanu, to the land that you gave us a Nachla. So Rameya, Levium don't have any Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Levium can't be Mekayim Didoi Maisris, because Levium have no Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, "Hayesh lahem darei Levium." What do you mean, Levium don't have a nachla? Levium do have a nachla. They have the 48 cities that Levium has, so they do have a nachla. What's the machlokes? What's the machlokes? You know what the machlokes is, Rameya Rabbi Yossi? Or is Rameya home? Or is Rabbi Yossi home? Anybody? They're arguing. How come? Everybody? It's not too complicated, okay? Again, there's a machlokes if the Levium could say Didoi. Could they say Allah Oret Hashem Chalt Olam? Rameya says they can't say it, they have no nachla. And Rav Yaisi says, no, they do have a nachla, they have the Orei Levium. What does Rameya hold? They have the Orei Levium. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is, do the Levium live in land that belongs to the Shvatim? Just each Shevet had to give room for the Levium to live in that land. That's Rameya Shita. Rameya holds, do you ever see a map of Eretz Yisrael broken up into Shvatim? Have you seen maps like that? With broken up, Yehuda, Binyamin, Zvulun. What about Levi? Are there 48 little dots shaved at Levi? The mayor says, no. It doesn't belong to Levi. Levi doesn't own the land. So there is a custom that each shaved has to give from their land to the Levium to live. Rameya holds, it's not the Levium's land. It's hard, and Asher Tidnu Levim, it's places you have to give to Levim to live. According to that, is Chevron Ore Yehuda, according to Ramea? Yeah. Of course it's Ore Yehuda. According to Ramea, it's Ore Yehuda, it's a city of Shevet Yehuda. Just Levim lived there. But it is Ore Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yaisi says, no, the Levim could say Alar Tashem Kafalon. Rabbi Yaisi learns that Shevet Levi had a Nachla. Those 48 cities belong to Levi. They belong to Levi. They belong to Shevet Levi. The Mamish their Nachla. Just all the other Shvatim got their Nachla in a contiguous piece of land that's connected. And the Levium got 48 little cities, or little medium-sized cities, and 48 different spaces. Quite Reb Yaisi, Chevron is not only Yehuda, it's only Levium. Isn't that the Machlokes? That's the Machlokes if Chevron is the Yehuda or not. Zakta Melecha Shleimai, it's the same Machlokes here. Remeyas was Shitasai. What was Remeyas Shita? Do Levim own this land? No. Levim just have a right to live there. Levim don't own the land. So they're going to collect rent? They don't collect anything. They have no right to collect. They have a right to live there, but it's not their land. Levim aren't entitled to anything there. When the Torah said a Ritzach comes, yeah, okay. So Levim live there, and Ritzach can live there. So Ritzach comes, you don't own anything, owe anything to the Levim. There's no anything to the Shevet Levim. Well, he owns just like he owed all along, wherever he lived. But there's no chizchayvus to the Levium. The Levium collect whatever they collect. There's room to it in. What? Yeah, but that could be. The Torah says that we give them nice chaylef in exchange for the fact that they don't get enough. But that could be why they don't have fields and vineyards, home to live in. The Nachla was tiny, a home to live in. It was put away. They got that Peteris Nachla. Why not? So Remei is L'shitasai. And Reb Yehuda is L'shitasai. Reb Yehuda is Orei Levim. So Mailim Hayu Skar L'Levim. That when they're living in Levim's property, so they owe something to the Levim. So they pay to the Levim. So I have to get to that in the Gemara. We'll get to that in the Gemara in a minute. But now we're just learning the Mishnah, right? So now, I just forgot which Shita was which. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, right? There's a letter here about Yehuda, which means it's R.A. Levium. If it's R.A. Levium, so who's right? The Chesed Bavram said, Moi Lekroya. The Chesed Bavram is right. Right? The Chesed Bavram said that Chevrai is R.A. Levium. He's right. It's not Ari Yehuda. And the Bekei Yosef said, hey, listen, he tells him. He's going to Remeya, that he holds that it's Ari Yehuda. He's going to Remeya, and it's Bekei and not Emes, of Adina. He's talking about Yehuda. There's a Pasuk in Navi, Shmuel Beis, Perek Beis, I think it's Pasuk Aleph, which Lechaira is a Beferish Shiraya to the Birkei Yaisi. The Pasuk says, if the Shaul died, so David went to the Orem Vitzonim and he asked, Ha'ele la'achas me'ore Yehuda, that's Lashon the Pasuk. David asked the Orem Vitzonim, Ha'ele La'achas ne'ori Yehuda. Should I go up to one of the cities of Yehuda? And the Urim B'Tumim said, Alei, go up. And then the Pasuk says, Vayal David Chevraina. David went to Chevrain. What do you see beferish from the Pasuk? That Chevrain is Ari Yehuda. He didn't ask the Urim B'Tumim, should I go to Chevrain? He said, A'ale ba'achas ne'ori Yehuda. Vayamer Ale, Vayal David Banash of Kavrayna. That's the Perish of Pasuk No? You ask a Raya from Rabbi on Gemara? Can't really ask from Rabbi on that. It's a full Nita Hesper.
Just possible that
everyone split. It's very possible.
Then you have to make a bar when you go to half that level.
That was split between.
Is
it right from Navi then? What? That what? That what? Okay. Really, it's the fashion of Pasuk. You're really two parts of Hebron. One part, the Hebron, was given to Kalei Ben Yefuna, that's in Perek Hesvav of Yeshua. Rabbi Yefuna got the city of Hebron. And in Perek of Aleph of Sefer Yeshua, says that Levium got Hebron. It says right there, it's shot in the Pesukim, that Hebron, this middle of the city of Hebron, was given to Levium. And the suburbs of Hebron were given, it was given to Kalei Ben Yefuna. I mean the perimeter of Hebron was given to Kalei.
Why would they make
a why did Kalei get Dr. Hebron? Because he went to be the star of the Maris HaMakpela. The Maris HaMakpela was not in the city. If you read the Pasuk in Parshas Chayesara, you see Hebron was not in the city. Hebron was in the Sada. Right? The city was in Sada all around it. The HaMakpela was in the Sada. It was in the suburb of Hebron. So Levium got the middle of Hebron. And Kalev, or Yehuda, is the suburb of Hebron. And it says the Rishon say Chevroina that he went. It doesn't say he went to Chevroin. Chevroina means at a distance. It's a rule. Lule something means there mamish. Chevroina says Mitzrayim means towards Mitzrayim. The difference between a lamin at the beginning and a commentary at the end is that it means towards. So Chevroina, he went towards Chevroin. He went in the suburbs of Chevroin, which is Ari Yehuda, in the middle of the city of Chevroin. That's Ari Lefim happened. Hebron today the city of Hebron is not Levium city of Hebron. Maris HaMakpela is the middle of the city, not the center, but it's in the city itself, it's in the city proper. Over the generations, they lived more, they want to live near the Maris HaMakpela. So Lemaisa, the city itself, ended up being the Kolei scale. Now it's good, the Birkei Yisashita. The Chesed Lavram says, you don't make a bracha on Hebron, it's Ari Levium. Chayre Pashtus, he's right. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Ari Levium. The Birkei Yisashita says, hey, listen, Lechal Zeh. Because the Hebron we have today is really the Hebron of Ari Yehuda. The Hebron of Kalei. That's like a two-parts of Hebron. So what do we walk away with? We have a new Havana in the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Remeya. Rabbi Yehuda Remeya arguing that Dori Levium belonged to Levium, it was the Nachla, but it was just Ari Yehuda, they lived there. And Gabi Hebron itself, we have now the idea that there are two parts of Hebron. This is, it has one Nafkamina Lameisa. If the Ari Levium belonged to Levium or not, do you think of any Nafkamina Lahavata? You the Ramei, I guess today, you say, you have a Kayan in the ladies, as you did nice. You have Kamina Mahalacha. But there's another Kamina. Interesting, that Kamina. Like one of those trivia, I shouldn't say trivia, it's a Russian Pesach and Shas, but the idea that not everybody has. There's a Gemara in Brachis, I believe it's Yudbeis on Mitbeis. It's Chapam Mitbeis, sorry. Brachis Chapam Mitbeis. If the Gemara is an Ibaya, if women are Mechuyiv Nen HaTaira in benching, the Gemara is Ibaya Goyiv Shita. Ladies, it's a bench. The Shaila is the benching of the women a mitzvah d'oraisa, or is the benching of the women only a drabana? Why should women be a drabana? Benching is a mitzvah seish of Mechuyiv?
No.
So Rashi says, because one of the parts of benching that Ma'akev in benching is Al Ha'aretz Shein Chalta. You have to mention Aretz. In Noigalacha, we mention Eretz Yisrael, Al Ha'aretz. And that's Ma'akev in benching. women don't have a nachla. Yerushas ha-nachla goes to men. So Rashi says that's the Gemara Zibai. Women who don't have a nachla, are they mechuyev in mentioning their hatzaira? Just by them mentioning Eretz Yisrael is not ma'akin. What do we say? No, they're not mechuyev in mentioning the klal. That Tysis, what's the kasha? What does that do today, Shir? This whole thing. Tysis here, if it's okay, and Ladim also should be part of the benching the entire. According to this, it's only by one issue. But according to this, Kaim Ladim should be part of the benching the entire. Tysis kasha and Rashi. The Tysis argues with Rashi. Tysis says, women don't have bris. A bris mashuk sounds like a surrender. That's the way. But in Rashi, Rashi Shita, the place to say it, that when she, that the title of the issue part?
Yeah.
Right. Be himself. I hear what you're saying. But that's not Akimina today. Akimina then. Akimina. I'm trying to say Akimina is not as that. It comes out, according to Rashi, the Tzlach says in Akinami. Rashi, oh, Kaidim Levim might be Fatim and Rashi is not as that. That's what Tzlach says. And not Fatim Lamaisa, Fatim and Akhayim. From Rashi is not as that. Yeah. But according to the way we're learning, the Chayim says Kashi doesn't start. A tuck of shot and place his kasha. Do Levim have a nachla? According to Reb Yehuda, Levim do have a nachla. It's a Mishnah, Maisa Shein, Milchus Maisus. That Levim do have a nachla. Because Levim have the Ari Levim, then nachla shal Levim. So at least Tysus needs a hesper. But at least Rashi is very good that according to Maisa and Levim do have a nachla. They have the 48 cities. Could be Tysus needs to ask, like Remeya. Remeya holds with him a father. Like a father, Machaira, that's Kali, and this much likes Remeya regularly. So, alright. Now, so let's see the Gemara. We have one more din in the Mishnah. V'chayza l'srara shahaya ba divrei Reb Yehuda, divrei Remeya, Reb Yehuda, and Malaya, chayza l'srara shahaya ba. It's a third in. The union of Srara. So we'll talk about this in a minute. We'll get to it in the Gemara. First, the first piece of Gemara. Amar Kahana Machlaikis Bishesh. The whole Machlaikis Bishesh is about the six cities. Ma'asav alachan l'klita, ma'asav alachan l'chal tzorchech. Avar bar v'shtayim d'vei akala yomai lehem schar. Amar lei rava, no. Ha ba'adir l'chem l'chal tzorchech ma'ashme. Ala amar rava, hakem. Machlaikis bar bar v'shtayim. The Masav Aleim Tidnu Kihana Kuflita. That all 48 are the same. Masav Aleim Tidnu Kihana. Mahana Kuflitachem, Mahani Nam Kuflitachem. Avo Bishesh Tibiakar Laya Yamailam Sa. So you have to help cut here, if you're with me. What's the Gemara saying? The Machlaikis is in the 42 cities. So everything we talked about, if it's Ore Levium or not Ore Levium, that's true on the 42 cities. On the six cities, so we spoke out earlier in the parak when we spoke out the difference between the 42 and the 6, that it's not just Tam a Nafkamina. Do you pay rent? You don't pay rent. It's a Yisaydistik and Nafkamina. The Arei Levium are Arei Levium. They're Levium cities. Just as a din that a Kailit for Reitzai. The 6 cities are Arei Nikla. They're inherently cities of Niklat, where people run to be saved. And Agav, Levium lived there too. And I mentioned then, the Archaim HaKadosh says, that the city gets overcrowded. No, you can't find a place to rent. And Ritzeach comes. If it's in the 6 cities, a lady has to move out to make room for the Ritzeach. Because the 6 cities are a Niklat where Levium could also live. That primarily are a Nikla. So Ritzeach has Kedima to a lady. In the 42 cities, it's the reverse. The 42 cities, the Levium have Kedima to the Ritzeach. Because that primarily are a Levium. Which fits in very well into the Maskona of this Sugya. The Habamina Sugya doesn't fit. But in the Maskona, it's very good. that everything we said now is on the 42 cities. On the 6 cities, there's a din of Arei Miklat that's primarily for the Miklat of the Ritzah. And therefore, the Be'akar Lo'ayoyu Ma'alansa. Chayza L'Srara Shahayuva. A lot of people mispronounce this Shrara. I don't know why. In the Megillah, Megillah Sester, it says, Li'ayis Kol Ish Seirer Bebeisai. I've been in shuls, but they learned it twice. You ever heard that shul? They learned once Seirer Bebeisai and once Seirer Bebeisai. I never understood why. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody here from Bar Kaira? At the beginning of what? It's Kolish. I once said there's a joke that we as Kolish Seirer Bebeisai, Rabbi Shresh Mehem Zeirer, everybody should be the Tsar in this house. Maybe the husbands were afraid to tell their wives about it, so they may believe that he said, we have called a Shira Bebeisai. Everybody who sings in their house, right? But Saira, you remember, Sar, everyone knows Sar, Sar, not Shar. So Saira is that. Tanu Rabbanim, Shav El Mishpachtai Vel Achuzah Sabaisav Yashu. The Mishpachtai Yu Shav. It goes back to his family. And the Shav Gabashah Ziku Avaisa. What does this mean? What are these three words? The Mashah Ziku Avaisa. Huh? Anybody? Eine Shav, who's talking about Asiku Avaisa? The Shaila was, as you go back to Sarara, what did Rashi say in the Mishnah? Everybody home? Chayza L'Sarara, can't start until next week. Chayza L'Sarara Shahayuva, concentrate. The Mishnah Rashi said, Chayza L'Sarara Shahayuva, Im Hayar Nasi Eresh Beisa'ad, Chayza L'Gadlusa. The Gidulasa. Right? Shaila said he was a Nasi. Now he went to go, but does he go back? Come to Gemara. El Achuzah Savaisa of Yashav. The Mishpach that you shav, Eno Vayu Mashav Siku Avaisa. The Rebbe Yehuda, May or not, we shav Mashav Siku Avaisa. Who's talking about Avaisa? What? It means? It's a halacha that it's hereditary.
No,
the Ritva says mikan. This is a makar that Sarara goes to Yerusha. It's a very big chiddush that Sarara goes to Yerusha, which means that if somebody's father had a position of Sarara, we'll define Sarara in a minute. But let's say the father's a nasi. When the father's, let's say, a Rav, maybe a Gabbai, Yerusha goes to Srara, Srara goes to Yerusha, the child has a right to Yashu.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in a second. But certainly the child has a right to fill the position of father, which means, if we say that being a Rav is Srara, so the child has a right to Yashu. The Rambam passes it. The Rambam, when he talks about Hufus Malachim, that when a Melech dies, the son takes over, the Rambam says, Loi l'malchus bilvad, ela l'chol tzurara b'Yisrael. Any position of authority in Klal Yisrael, if he's the water carrier or the tax collector, I think those are the Rambam's two examples, he's in charge of the water works, or he's in charge of collecting the tzedakah, then the child has a right to Yashin. So you should know, first of all, you should know, like there's a meeting in America that in shuls they have elections, right? Some was president, some was gabbai, and some was treasurer. Every year, every 2 years, they have elections. Someone else takes over. That's really shulai kala. The halacha is, if someone has a position of srara, and he's filling the position properly, he has a right to continue in that position. Nobody can replace him. What?
When
you sign
the contract, they
said
that we have the right.
So
the,
about a rabbi or a president?
When the rabbi signs the contract, from the rabbi's
school.
He
has a right.
He only has a right for as long as whatever.
As long as the contract.
What?
As long as the contract runs.
Right.
Okay, you should know that that's really shalai up you did. I'm just saying it because I'm a rabbi and I want to have a contract. But I mean, they're not asking. The president too. And if I said, really up you, how long the president should continue? So the taina is that since it works this way, why does it work this way? You know why it works this way? Because according to New York State law, there have to be elections, and certain types of not-for-profits have to have open elections by the members every number of years. It's not the best way for it to run. It just opens the area, it opens market for not like this every number of years. But I'm a miser, but up he did, it's really not that way. What? Talk is based, the report is based on this. But the svara is, there's a stifler that explains. The stifler explains that if a person steps forward and does something to the tzibur, he has a right to continue in the thing that he did. I might say he's the one that started. He's the one that stepped forward in the first place. A person has a kinyan in the things that he has a right to. There's a nice stifler on this. He brings out Rabbi Akiva Eigel, who says that it's a kinyan manish, a manish owner. That's ownership. But now he came, and there was nobody else doing it. He did it. So. It could be that this man is there when they elect the president. It's still up for 2 years, so maybe it's kicked in. But stama, it's not supposed to be that way. The assumption is that it continues as long as someone is capable. Generally, the Nazi was the son of the Nazi.
There's some cases that they switched around.
There were exceptions. The son, the Rambam says, what's the criteria? Does the son have to be the best candidate? No. But he has to be capable, the Yirah Shemayim, he has to be fully capable, even if he's not fully capable, b'chach. The Rambam says, to fill a position of Sarara, Yirah Shemayim is the first thing, and chachma, he has to be capable. But he doesn't have to be like his father. Yerushalayim, he has to be like his father. That's the one he replaced. But in Chachma, he doesn't have to be capable. Now, the question is, what is Sarara? You should know there are a lot of tshuvas on this. There were many machlokes over the generations, as you can imagine. The tshuva on this is the Avnei Nezer has something called Kuntris Sheish Mailos Lekisek. Because it's six steps to the throne. There was a machlokes in a certain city in Europe over a certain son-in-law of Yishud Yashin, his father was Rabbanis. And the two sides agreed that Avnei Nezer would paskin. And he writes, the Shailas, probably in six Shailas, and he goes through each of the six, it's a long kuntris. I always thought, why do you write a long kuntris? Because when there's a machlokes and a Rav paskins, so the side that loses is always going to attack him. So he wrote this little country, it's a big pilpul, and you want to attack him, you have to learn through what he did. So, you know, the people that make machlokes is really not capable of learning through such a... So it's a beautiful country. It goes through parts of Navi, and it goes through parts of Gemara. And he's done on this day of Sarara. What is Sarara? What is Sarara? There's a tshuva in the sub-sefer, a rechai and tshuva yud beis. About Sarara, why constitutes Sarara? He says an interesting thing. I don't know if everyone passes like him or not, but he hears the kasha. We learn out of a pasuk. The pasuk says the Feirish command that when the Kohen Gadol dies, his son replaces him. Why do you need a pasuk? Wherever you learn Sarara from, if you learn it from here, you learn it like the Ritzvah, you learn it from Parshas Melech, you can learn the Kohen Gadol too. So Saita says Sarara is only where you have a position where you could force people to do things. Like a melech or a tax collector. But a person in charge of the water. He's in charge, he says how much water you get. Or a rav, once upon a time, where a rav could force people to do things. The question is, so that's what some say, the Kohen Gadol can't force anybody to do anything. Kohen Gadol does the avodah. He doesn't have a swara. Doesn't control people. So, a Kohen Gadol needs a separate bus. Whether a Rav is manazeh, I mean in America in the 21st century, is considered a position of Sarara, is open to debate. But technically, the Rav can control who comes into Shul and who doesn't. If it's actually so, and not actually so, I don't know. Usually in America, it's just the opposite. the Rav is looking for people to come to the shul, not throwing people out of the shul. So I don't know. I think there's room to make a machlokes over this argument also. Although in America, most rabbanim own their buildings, own their shuls, so they're negayim. But it's a sefer. It's interesting, Shaila. So sefer right. This was the Rashba Safik. The Rashba is a Safik. Bachazim is a position of Sarada. What's Shaila? Is there any Sarada and Bachazim? Now, Bachazim's son can't sing, so that's the Briskerov's famous line that the Chazan goes to Swara, but he has to be Chazan. If not a Chazan, I can't say. But what's the Shaila? It seems from the Rashba's Lashon, what? That he can control how long people sit in shul. And that's a Sotik if Chazan has a din of a of Swara or not, which was a Rashba. But our Kapanim, this is a halacha that we learn here, that there's such a concept of Swara, of you going to Yerusha to a child. Rav Kloch control how long the people stay. Technically, people can't leave in the middle of davening, but they can walk out in the middle of drushing. So that stays. It depends on your dashing, maybe. We could have in a very long shmita esrei, keep everybody longer. Every summer I go to Eretz Yisrael. I try to work on my davening whenever I go to Eretz Yisrael. So how do I know that it means something? There's one year in Grammin in the shul, the person made the Grammin complain that when I come back from Eretz Yisrael for the next 3 months or so, they have to wait longer for my Shemin Esrei. I figured I didn't notice that, but the people noticed, so must be the Kedai, the ticket to go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Let's see, we have to finish the parak. So where are we holding? So I really cheated here. I didn't explain. This first part is still about an Eved. That an Eved, when he goes back, he returns. The same Begaila, the same thing Gaila, he goes back. An Eved. Shuai me Yashub, the Rabbis are saying. My the chain the guy. Look at the tiny Yashua Tech Ursa. But I'll say that's nothing. Shah the Inishav Mashikwa Vaisa de Rebbe Huda. The mayor I map, Shah Mashikwa Vaisa, come on Shiva Shiva Nehasa. But the Lomdis and the Machlaikis, if you return to the Shrara Swara of his Avais, what's the Lomdis and that Machlaikis? If I could tell me, we could go eat lunch. But the Lomdis and the Machlaikis, if you return to the Swara of Avaisa, why shouldn't he return? Any svara that he shouldn't return? Why shouldn't he return? The big hefsek in time. So my likeness is if hefsek in time matters, is that it? Do you lose your privilege if you were away? What? Yeah, about going to this place. That should be like one of the places the Kohen Gadol is. So one of the six shilas of Davni Nezer, the Sheish Ma'alot Bekisei, is this shila. If somebody had a position, then for whatever reason there was a hefsek, he died. Let's say his son was too young to take over his role. Someone else took over. Then the son grew up and now he's capable. Does he have a kind of Yerusha now? That's one of the six Nidainim of the Avnei Nezer. He doesn't bring this Gemara of the Chayra. Maybe he does. I don't remember that he brings it. Chayra should be telling him this, no? Here's a Hefsik. It still continues. What? Yayash. Bring a Raya from Yayash that he went back. It's Lav Dafka there was the Torah Sarara, the one who had taken over Atayahu was not capable. So it's not so much of a rabbi. I'll leave you with the Micha Spinoff's clair on this on this shah, this thing. A nice shah with the Micha Spinoff. Yes.
Sorry,
even if it suggests a karsus, it's not necessarily a riot to all other cases. Could be asked by Rabbi Nezer. The Mechas Chinuch has a nice shaila. We know the Kerev Achecha Tosim Alech HaMelech, that a melech has to be a male, not a female. That to be a king, it has to be a male and not a female. The Rambam says, Hu Adin L'chol Sarara. Any position of Sarara has to be a man and not a woman. So the wife asked if she could take over that say. So Moshe writes in the Tshuva that Moshe writes in the Tshuva that a woman can't take over a position of Sarara. It's a problem. But another man will take the appliance for the ashram, and she'll be the one that actually does it, she could take a certain amount of money for it. It's very interesting. Someone wrote with Moshe a letter afterwards that he shouldn't write such a tshuva because in Israel they didn't think a lady could be prime minister. Well, the Meyer was prime minister then. Somebody wrote a letter to Rav Moshe that he shouldn't write such a tshuva. There are ways that women could do it if someone's above them. Because in Israel, they'll take a lady who's a prime minister. So the person who wrote it was a Satmar, Empire Rav Moshe person who wrote such a letter. But that's down to the statistics of Rav Moshe. They wrote a letter back, it's printed in the Rav Moshe. Says in Israel anyway, now lost his swara, you have to be full. He says they're not asking me, if they're asking me, I tell them you have to be full. And that's just part of the din. But anyway, so this is a din that swara has to be a male. Where's the Nikasina Hashim? Maybe that's only a din in Tosim Alecha Melech. When you appoint a king, it has to be a male. What happens if a man dies and he leaves only a daughter Yarshins? The Yerusha, if a daughter Yarshins, maybe that's a Hechatin. So where a woman could Yarshin the Malchus, and a woman could actually be king. Maybe she could Yarshin, and maybe she could be king. It's only been the Karavakach HaTosim Alecha Melech. But maybe Yerusha, she'll Yarshin. And she could be a female, could be a king or a queen, whatever you want to call it. Or maybe not. Maybe she yashins and it goes to her husband. That's the clair of the nifasina. So with this clair of the nifasina, when you learn Davi, something comes out muscle to bash. What comes out very nice? Huh? When Shaul died, when Shaul died, his son Yonatan was dead already. His son was dead. He left over only one living son, and that living son was a Balmum, he couldn't be Melech. So who is Yashin? The daughter. According to the Nechassin of one side, his daughter Yashin to give to husband. But for those of you who don't know, David married Shaul's daughter. Could be that the Malchus can't strike the Yerusha. Shaul was Melech. When he died, it went to Yerusha to David, to Tayrat's daughter's husband. It would be a very nice thing. What? Yeah, but I'm also aware of that. Okay. What? Yeah, Mashiach it could be. It's not sure. The Rabbi Masher can be. It's a different thing. The Rav Masher, the Mashiach. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah, that she could be a Mashiach, she wanted to be a Rav Masher. Okay, Hajar Noche Elena Gailin.